Hello, my friends. Today on Happy Healthy Human Radio, we're doing 40 minutes of yoga. This is a delightful sequence that's super great for sore hips and just moving your body. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe. You can also rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, or even share this podcast with a friend. I would truly, truly, truly appreciate that. You can always find new and upcoming events on my website, BeHappyHealthyHuman.com, as well as following me over on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman. It is great to be here with you all today. We've got 40 minutes of yoga, really lovely sequence for getting the body moving, just simply getting the body moving, but then also opening up the hips and creating some space in the hips and back. If you're feeling a little sore after a plane ride, a car ride, or just hanging out at the office, this is a great one for you. I hope you enjoy this lovely yoga sequence. Oh, and as always, of course, please take care of your body. Modify as you need. Feel free to take child's pose anytime you like and respect this beautiful body that you are in. Thank you. So let's start in a comfortable seat. It's called Sukhasana, easy seat. And you can just cross the legs here, or if it's more comfortable for you to sit on your knees, please do so. And we'll take a mudra here. We'll put the pointer and finger and thumbs together on both hands. Third, fourth, and fifth fingers are nice and extended, and you can just rest the back of the hands on your thighs. It's called Jnana Mudra. You can close your eyes or just have a soft gaze. We'll start with a nice full deep inhale through the nose. Long exhale through the mouth. Take a deep inhale. And exhale through the mouth. One more inhale through nose. And full exhale through the mouth. Start to breathe in and out through the nose. And let each breath be long and soft. Engaging fully all the way through throat and lungs. I'm getting so curious about the breath. So curious about how it feels in your body. So you can breathe deeply right here. So that you can keep your attention right here. We're going to take one hum. When you hum, it's truly beautiful and nourishing and grounding. It creates peace in the brain, in the body. So we're just going to integrate our energy with a lovely hum today. So let's take a full inhale. You exhale. Next breath, you can release the mudra from your hands. Just place the hands on the thighs. And as you inhale, it's a seated cow pose. So you're going to draw the heart forward, roll the shoulders back, feel the elbows squeeze together. The chin might even lift. And on your exhale, round the spine, drawing the hands forward towards the knees. Inhale, heart forward, head up. And exhale, you round. Inhale, heart forward. Exhale to round. And one more. Inhale, heart forward. And exhale around the spine. Come back to your neutral spine. And we're going to take the hands behind the hips, feet onto the ground, setting up for a reverse tabletop. And you'll want your fingertips pointing towards the front of your mat. If you have shoulder stuff, if this doesn't feel good, take the fingertips to point towards the outside edges of the mat. And you're going to press into feet and hands, lift the hips up to sky, and inhale in this reverse tabletop. As you exhale, draw the hips back down to earth to a seat. On your inhale, extend the legs long, reach the arms straight up to sky. We're moving with breath. As you exhale, fold forward, Paschimottanasana. Inhale, arms come back up. And exhale, hands to the ground, feet onto the ground, bending the knees once again. Inhale, press into hands and feet, reverse tabletop, inhale. Exhale, take a seat. Arms long, legs long, lift up through the arms, inhale. And exhale, fold forward. Inhale, lift back up. And then exhale, hands to ground, feet to ground, press and lift up through hips. That's that inhale as you lift. And exhale, sit down. Legs long, arms long, inhale. Fold on your exhale. Stay here, two breaths. Your next inhale, let's lift the body back up, cross the ankles, come forward and step into your downward facing dog. You might have a nice deep bend in your downward dog. Hips can go side to side. Head can be heavy, shaking yes and no. Lots of room for movement here. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Let's lift the right leg up to sky. Stretch up so nice and tall. As you exhale, bring knee into nose. Step between the hands. We'll take the left knee down to ground. So you're at a low lunge and arms will reach up to sky. Feel all the different ways the body is moving in this shape. The pull of energy towards the front of the room with the hips. The pull of energy down through the back knee. The lift of energy up through the heart. Right, energy moving through all of this shape in many directions. From this space, let's take the elbows down to 90 degrees. So creating like a goalpost arms, like it looks like a football goal. And you're going to draw the shoulder blades together. Maybe the gaze lifts a bit. It becomes a bit of a back bend, but particularly through the upper back. That's where this is concentrated. Take a breath and exhale. On your inhale, lift the heart back up and then take a half split, straightening the right leg, folding the head down, breathing here. Ardha Hanumanasana is the name of this shape. Full inhale. And full exhale. Bend the right knee, walk the hands forward. And then tuck the left toes, lift the left knee. We're going to step to the front of the mat, but cross the left leg behind the right leg when you step up there. So you're going to basically be crossed around the ankles and shins in your forward fold. We'll take a halfway lift. And exhale to fold. And inhale to come all the way up to stand. Be aware, balance will be a little tricky. And then we're going to take left hand around the right wrist, lean up and over to the left side stretch. On your inhale, come back to center. And then on your exhale, fold forward. Take a halfway lift on your inhale. Step the left foot all the way back. Keep the knee lifted this time. High lunge, arms up to sky, reach so tall. And as you exhale, twist to the left. Arms are going to become, or it's your left leg was back, so we'll twist to the right. Yeah. And you're going to keep the arms out nice and wide. Twisting to the right, arms out wide. Feel the reach in the fingertips. One deep breath. As you exhale, left hand comes down to ground, right hand's up to sky. So you're twisted here, you're reaching the right hand up, full inhale. And exhale, take the right hand down to the ground. Step back. You're at a high plank. Strong right here. As you exhale, you lower down to earth. Baby cobra on your inhale, roll the shoulders back. And as you exhale, it's downward facing dog. Step all the way back. Full inhale. And full exhale. Left leg goes high, reach it up to sky. As you exhale, step between the hands, take the right knee down, reach the arms up in your low lunge. Open the heart here. Just lift up through the hands, one breath. And then bend the elbows, draw the shoulder blades together to create your goalpost arms, open heart. Full inhale. And full exhale. Breath in. And exhale, half splits. Full breath. And exhale. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Bend the left knee, walking the hands forward, and we're going to step to the front of the mat. Right leg cross behind the left. Right leg cross behind the left. Inhale for a halfway lift. Exhale to fold. Inhale all the way up to stand. Reach tall. As you exhale, we lean to the right. Right hand taking hold of the left wrist. Deep breath. And exhale. Back to center. Inhale. And exhale, fold all the way forward. Halfway lift, inhale. And exhale, step the right foot back. Keep the knee lifted. We'll reach arms up to sky. Lift, lift, lift. And we're going to twist to the left. Arms out nice and wide as you twist to the left. Deep inhale. And then right hand down to ground, left hand up to sky. Full breath in. And then hands come down to the ground. Step back, high plank. And exhale, lower all the way down to earth. Baby cobra, inhale, roll the shoulders back. Downward facing dog, exhale. Full inhale. Full exhale. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Gaze forward, inhale. Exhale, bend the knees, step or hop to the front of the mat. Halfway lift on your inhale. Exhale, fold. Chair pose, bend the knees nice and deep. Keep sitting the hips further back, thinking of this lift through the heart. Full breath. And exhale to fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, hands down, step or hop back. Lower all the way down. Halfway lift, inhale. Or meaning baby cobra. And downward facing dog, exhale. Deep breath. Exhale. Gaze forward, inhale. Bend knees, step or hop to the front. Halfway lift, inhale. And exhale to fold. Chair pose, bend the knees nice and deep, reach tall. Hands to heart on your exhale. Left knee to chest. Come all the way up to stand. And then we're going to take a figure four. Left ankle across the right thigh. We're going to be here just for a breath. Left knee lifts to chest, full inhale. And step back to a high lunge. Arms reach tall. And twist to the right. Arms out like a T. We're here for one inhale. And then warrior two, exhale. Reverse warrior, inhale. Warrior two, exhale. Reverse warrior, that's the inhale. And exhale, warrior two. Reverse, inhale. Hands down to ground, step back and take a vinyasa. Up dog on your breath in. Downward facing dog, exhale. Full breath in. Full breath out. Big inhale. And exhale. Gaze forward, inhale. Exhale, bend the knees, step or hop to the front of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, fold. Chair pose, bend the knees, super deep, reach on up. Hands to heart, exhale. Right knee is going to lift all the way up to chest. Come up to stand. Right ankle over the left thigh, figure four, one breath. Bend the left knee deep. Right knee lifted up, inhale. Step back, high lunge. Arms reach up, deep breath. Twist left, exhale. Stay for a breath in. Warrior two, breath out. Reverse your warrior, inhale. Warrior two, exhale. Reverse your warrior, inhale. Warrior two, exhale. Reverse, inhale. Exhale, both hands come down to ground. Step back, vinyasa, high to low plank. Up dog or your baby cobra, choose how you want to move. Downward facing dog, exhale. Three breaths. We're going to come forward to a high plank. And right hand super strong on the earth, side plank. Left foot is going to stack on top of the right. And here you might choose to bring the right knee down to the ground. If you need a modification here, you could even put the right forearm onto the ground. Otherwise, stay strong, pressing into the right hand, pressing out through the heels. Perhaps it becomes a tree pose variation with the left foot coming to rest on either the calf or thigh, not on the knees, please. One more breath. And then vinyasa. Flow. Or meet us in down dog. Deep breath. And exhale. High plank, inhale. Second side, side plank. Left hand is on the ground. Right hand is lifted up to sky. Flex the toes. From here, from this strength, this sense of lift, you can take the right foot and even put it on the calf or thigh. Nice, full breath in. And Vinyasa, hands down, high to the plank. It's an up dog for your inhale. Downward facing dog, exhale. Full inhale. And full exhale. Deep breath in. And deep breath out. Gaze forward on the inhale. Bend knees on your exhale. Step or hop to the front of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale to fold. Inhale, come all the way up to stand. Reach the arms up to sky. Hands to heart, exhale. Left ankle on top of the right thigh. Let's return to our figure four. We're here for a few breaths now, so options. You can keep hands at the heart or lift them up to sky. You can also take hands to the shin or bring the hands down to earth if you want to really stretch the body out. Deep bend in the knees. Two breaths. Unwind, lift all the way up to stand tall. And then let's separate the feet just a little bit wider than the mat so you get a little bit of a longer stance and you can fold forward here. Breathe three deep breaths. And I start to walk the feet a little closer together so they're back to hips width distance. Halfway lift on the inhale. Exhale to fold. Inhale, come all the way up to stand. Reach so tall. Hands to heart. Right ankle comes on top of the left thigh, our second side. Bend the left knee. Again, you choose how you want to place the hands, either lifting hands up, hands at heart, hands on the shin, or onto the earth. Full breath in. Full breath out. One more breath. And exhale. Unwind the feet. Lift hands up to sky. Reach so tall. And exhale to fold. Halfway lift. Inhale. Hands down, step or hop back. High plank. Lower halfway or all the way. Up dog on your inhale. Downward facing dog, exhale. Deep breath in. And full exhale. Breath in and breath out. Right leg up to sky, reach so tall. And then we'll take it into a pigeon pose. Notice the similarities here between this and the figure four. Extend that left leg back. Aiming to keep the hips as even as possible, even if that means the right hip is lifted into the sky, even if it means you have to keep pressing into the hands strong. If, of course, you want to walk the hands forward and fold forward, please do. And breathe steady. And you follow the breath. Full inhale and full exhale. Lean or start to walk the hands back first so you're lifted tall, and then take the weight over to the right side and swing the left leg around in front of you. You're going to bend the left knee so that the left foot is coming to the outside of the right leg. You're all twisted up for Matsyendrasana. If the left hip is lifted way up off the ground, you can extend the right leg long. You still get all the same benefits. You're going to take the right arm around the left leg, left hand behind you for a twist. Full inhale. Full exhale. One more breath. And breath out. Unwind both hands to the outside of the right thigh, just tucking the chin, a counter twist. Unwind the legs. And you're going to just take two breaths in boat pose, Navasana. You can hold the hands behind the thighs, lean back, and lift the feet off the mat. Make sure shins become parallel with the earth. If you feel good, if your heart is open, if your back is strong, you can extend the arms out long as well. One more breath. And as you exhale, cross the ankles, come forward, and let's meet a downward facing dog. Full breath in. Full breath out. Let's take our second side, our second pigeon pose, left leg high, shin across the front. Again, sitting up as tall as you need. Extend that right leg back, and you can start to fold forward. Five breaths. Full inhale. And full exhale. Deep breath in. Full inhale. Full exhale. Unwind once again. We return to Navasana boat pose. Hands are around the backs of the thighs, lifting up through the heart. Full breath in. And then half boat pose. You're going to lower halfway down. So the head is still lifted, the feet are still lifted, the arms are lifted, but the back of the spine is on the ground. Take one full breath. And exhale, lower all the way down. Then you're going to hug left knee into the chest. Take a couple of rocks side to side with that left knee. One breath. And then twist over to the right. Let the back of the heart relax. So we come back in through center. Extend the left leg out and hug right knee in. Deep breath in. And then twist to the left. Deep breath. And exhale. Come back through center. Hug both knees in. Do a little rock and roll side to side, side to side. Then you're going to extend the legs out. Tuck the shoulders underneath, palms face up. Let's breathe nice and deep. Here, you breathe steady, following the inhale and exhale. Take a deep inhale and a full exhale. Start to bring some movement to fingers and your toes, gently waking the body up. Now bend the knees, walk the feet to the hips, roll to the right side, and then press up to a seated position. Eyes will be closed and hands can press together at the heart. Taking a deep inhale and full exhale. And gratitude for your body and your breath right here today. The light and be very humbly bows that same light in each one of you. Namaste.